You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends Radio Show.
Fun, funny, and fast. It's Ace and Friends. We're back for another exciting week, everybody.
Ace, I slept 10 hours last night.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
I know you guys like hearing about how much I'm sleeping.
10 hours?
I slept 10 hours, yeah.
What time did you go to bed?
Like 6.
Man. So you slept from 6 to 4?
Yeah. I even said, I'll wake up earlier. I'll wake up at like 1 or 2.
Yeah.
So I set my alarm for that. And then when the alarm went off, I was like, hey, you know what? Never mind. No, I'm not done at 8. I'm going for another 2.
Oh, man. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I was tired.
10 hours.
Yeah, I had a full day yesterday.
Okay, so what was your full day then, Riggins?
So I got up at like 6:15.
Okay.
And took the dog over to the Greenway. We did like 5 miles, worked up a nice good sweat, then came home, had a glass of tea, cut the grass. And then by then, it was like 1 o'clock. I was ready to watch some football. So I made dinner. I ate early at like 3:45, 4 o'clock.
Because you went to bed at 6.
Went to bed at 6, and I was tired. I had like a full day, and the dog was passed out. I was like, I'm going to bed. Who cares?
Man.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
So
it was a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day. When you woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, did you just wake up like, wow, I feel so good?
Yeah. I felt great.
Popped right out of bed like, man, ready to take a look. I feel great.
I almost slept too much. Like, it's almost too much. 8 hours is good. 10 hours is gluttonous.
Hey, Tig D. Rob, how many hours of sleep did you get last night?
7.5.
Oh, wow.
I went to bed at like 8 o'clock.
Oh, y'all.
Sleeping good.
Yeah, good for y'all. Good for y'all. That's great.
I don't mean to rub it in, but how many hours did you get?
5.
5? Okay.
Yeah.
5 is better than 4.
5-ish, 5.5. There you go. Thank you for adding a little sunshine to my life, Riggins.
It's better than 4.
5 is better than 4. You're right. Thanks.
Which is a lot better than 2.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
One of the things you have to accept as you get older is that life changes. It goes through stages. Well, this girl has a TikTok with great information for women who turn 30.
If you are a 30-year-old woman with a lot of straight friends, then you don't get to take vacations, all right? Because all of your PTO is reserved for watching your friends get married to men you've never met. And that is totally fine, but it is the reason why you will never go to Italy, but you will go to Minneapolis 3 times this fall, which is so much worse.
She's right.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
You know, and it's more of a problem for women than for men.
Yeah.
But you do encounter that time period where everybody gets married.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you're going to 2 or 3 of these things a year.
Yep.
And there's a streak of years there where it happens.
Yeah. I like to think that women enjoy it because I know it's way harder for women than it is for men. They got to go buy the right dress and do all the things that accompany just being a friend at a wedding.
And
where guys have like one suit that they wear.
Yeah. Or two suits. I was gonna say, you can't wear, and I get it, you can't wear the same dress to the wedding that you went to in June and wear that one to the wedding that you go to in August.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have different dresses. And guys like, it doesn't matter. I'll wear the same suit, shirt, and tie.
And nobody
cares.
And no one cares and no one notices.
Yeah.
But women got to do the nails and the hair and then do the dress. And it's just more expensive. And there's more, commitments you have to make
more
as a woman.
More planning, more aggravation. Yeah. You got to take more time off.
Yeah.
You know.
Even as a groomsman at my brother's weddings, you know, I was like the best man. I didn't have to do hardly anything. Like plan the bachelor party. That was it.
Yeah.
and just not make a fool of myself.
And go get registered for a tux.
Yeah, like go get fitted for the tux.
Yeah, I remember when we got married, when Amanda and I got married, we got married in January in Jamaica, and it was June, and she said, "We've got to go get your suit this week." I'm like, "Why? It's June." She said, "What? Because you've got to have a summer suit because it's going to be in Jamaica, and if we wait any longer, there will be no more summer suit." And I was like, "Oh, well, that makes sense.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it didn't even occur to me. I figured we just get a suit and go." She said, "Well, if you go in September, there are no more summer suits." You know? Oh, okay. All right. She's like, "You got to think." What?
I didn't know.
I didn't even know that. What are you talking about? I got to think. Yeah, it's very stressful. But she's right. If you're 30, you're not going to Italy. You're going to Minneapolis three times in the
which is worse.
Way worse.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
So I made a purchase over the weekend that I should not have done. I don't really have the money to be doing this right now, but they were so cheap, I couldn't help myself. I'm an LSU graduate, and I... there was a time in my life when I had a little money and I was in, I could go and do things, and this is what I would spend money on. I would spend money on like going to LSU games. Once a year I would go to a game in LSU. 2019 I went twice, and then I went to the national semifinal for my son's birthday or Christmas present. Which is one of the beautiful things about having a son. You could always go, "Well, he wants to go to this. I'm not going for me, I'm going for him." Those types of things. But my alma mater, LSU, is playing in Columbia, South Carolina, Saturday. And I just had to go look and see what the seats... Sure. And they were... I was very surprised that they were cheaper than I expected them to be. And then I found out that, well, my 14-month-old doesn't have to have a ticket. If you're under two, you don't have to have a ticket. Thus, well, that's like saving money right there.
Yeah.
So me and my wife, Amanda, baby Dax, going to his first LSU game Sunday, and my son, Cade, who's 22, who I told Cade, "You can pay for the parking." Yeah. I mean, you're 22 with a full-time job. You're fine.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
You'll pay for the park.
Will he drive you there?
No, because he has to work Friday until like 9 o'clock. Mm. So he'll either drive down that night or first thing in the morning. And then meet us there.
Are you going to go the day before?
I think we're probably going to go the day before. Because with the baby, it makes it a lot easier. We'll just have to go the day before. But it just makes it not such a long day for the baby.
Right.
Because who knows how the baby's going to react. You know, it's Williams-Brice Stadium at South Carolina. It's going to be wild, sandstorm. I've never been to a game there. I'm very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And College Game Day is going to be there, so we'll walk over and check that out. You know, unless I can get us invited to a tailgate party.
Sure.
Or something. But I was laughing. My tickets are, I think there are 41 or 42 rows in the section we're in, upper deck, on about the 20-yard line, and I'm in row 37.
Hmm.
37 out of 42.
Okay.
It's about as high as you can get.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm there. Yeah. I'm in the building. I get to see the band. I'm there to support my team. I've made it. That's all I'm really worried about.
Will the South Carolina fans be kind to opposing fans?
I don't know. I've never been to a game there. I would assume so. I would hope so. I got a baby.
Yeah. You're going to make fun of me?
It's going to be rude to the guy with the baby, right?
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
You have to keep things in the context of the times in which they were presented to really be fair. Because you can take anything and make it rude when it wasn't, or mean when it wasn't, or dirty when it wasn't. Because things that were accepted in the 1980s aren't things that are accepted today. Like this commercial for Johnson Boating.
Distant lights, you, your girl, and your Johnson. Whoa.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
Whoa.
Between you and your Johnson.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
That is crazy.
And it's about boat motors.
Oh, it said you, your Johnson, and your girl, or whatever?
The first part of it said you, your girl, and your Johnson. And in the picture, and if you're watching it, it's actually a guy and a girl are sitting in a boat, and you see them, and as it pulls back, you see a Johnson motor on the back of the boat. It's your girl, and your Johnson.
I thought it said do your girl, and your. I was like, whoa!
No, it says you, your girl, and your Johnson.
Lights, you, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
It's also like the voice, hey, you and your Johnson. It's the voice to something.
No, that's the way you perceive it now because of how you look
Johnson.
At it. Yeah, that's not the way it was meant, though, when he did it in 1982 or whatever it was.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Riggins has a great game for us to play called One Right Answer, which is always fun. We'll do that next.
This is Ace and Friends. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
This is one of my favorite games that we play from time to time. Riggins created a game called One Right Answer. And the one right answer is what he says is the right answer. So Riggins will ask us the question, then we will determine whether or not we got the answer correctly, if we agree with him or not. You ready to play, Rob?
Sure.
All right, one right answer. Go, Riggins.
Who has a more iconic skullet, Hulk Hogan or Terry Bradshaw?
Hulk Hogan.
What did you say, Rob?
Hulk Hogan.
That is correct. Hulk Hogan has the more iconic skullet. Do men or women get more excited when their partner informs them that they're not wearing underwear?
Oh, men.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, I was like, there's
Are any women, do they get excited when a guy says, I'm not wearing any drawers?
Yeah, I don't.
Commando.
Not that I'm.
Yeah, I don't think so. So, right. You're doing good. That was the right answer. That's how that works. At what age does it become odd that a guy has posters of women in bikinis on their walls?
20.
Still in college.
I think so.
25. Depends on the living situation.
Elaborate.
If you're 25 and you're living with a woman, you should not have posters of women on your walls.
If you're living at home, should you have posters?
Yeah, they might still be up from high school or college or something.
Okay.
You know.
Was
that the right answer?
No, Rob had the right answer. Oh, it's not 25. Okay. That is far too late. Is getting mad at touchdown celebrations a sign that you're getting old?
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct. It is a sign that you're getting old. Honey bun or cinnamon roll?
Ooh, honey bun.
Honey bun.
Honey bun. That is the correct answer. Will Hock Tua be a bigger star or a smaller star 3 months from now?
Smaller.
Smaller star.
She just got a podcast. Yeah. She's got big celebrities on it. You think smaller star 3 months from now?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Yes. That's incorrect. I think she's going to be a bigger star.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I don't know.
I mean, she seems nice. I just...
Yeah.
You know, she made one joke, and I don't know.
Right. Anyway. Since a tomato is technically a fruit, is ketchup a jam?
Oh, man. That's technically, yes.
I go with yes.
It is a dipping sauce spread made of a fruit. Yeah. It would be jam. I believe that is correct.
Technically, I think you're right.
I think it is a jam.
It blew my mind.
Yeah. Which, one more.
Which is a bigger red flag for women? Guys obsessed with video games or guys obsessed with Hello Kitty?
Hello Kitty.
Guys obsessed with Hello Kitty.
That is correct. That is correct. You guys did pretty good on that one.
This is Ace and Friends. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
I think only Riggins can support this because he has two older brothers. Now, Rob has older siblings, but they're much older than him, so their relationship was different. Mm-hmm. And I am the oldest. I have a younger sister. So when I would go see her perform, which she did, pageants, you know, plays in school, she has a degree in theater. I would go and root for her no matter what. I would never want to do anything to embarrass her. But if you have two older siblings, Riggins, it doesn't necessarily always work that way.
No, it's exclusively making fun of you.
Like they don't care about your feelings, your emotions, what you're experiencing at all.
No, they still don't.
Now, it's different for Rob because they were so much older than him that they, you know, wanted to help him along because they had matured some.
Yeah.
But when you're relatively close in age, like you and your two brothers, this is the type of thing that happens. And this is a girl who had to go to her little sister's performance, or she's singing Frozen, the Frozen song. Mm. And then her caption is something like, wait for the big note at the end. It's more of a scream than a sing.
No.
Just for all her friends. Right.
Oof.
You get the idea. So, I mean,
my God.
Your little sister's up there struggling, and she's posting it on her social media like, this is horrible.
That's brutal.
And she's saying brutal things about her while she posts it.
I'm glad, you know, social media didn't exist when I was a kid, because that's brutal. Yeah. We would just get made fun of at the dinner table, you know. But that's bad. That's rough.
Would your brothers have posted that? Would they have done that?
Probably. I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Especially your oldest brother, Matt.
They wouldn't even have gone to my whatever I was doing. Like, they could not be interested. No. But they did eventually come around and want to be my friend. But I was like 30. And I was like, you know what? I'm not really interested anymore.
That day has passed.
Yeah.
I don't want to be your friend now. So your parents didn't make everybody go to things?
No.
Okay.
No. No, and it was probably better that way.
Yeah, there were things that I'd like, I don't want to go to this, but mom's going to make me go to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got to go and support her. She goes to your stuff.
Oh, God.
I don't care if she goes to my ball game. I'm fine with that.
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
I ran across something I thought could be fun. Well, because I don't have to play it. I just have to host it. Riggins and Tate D. Rob can play.
Okay.
It's a little game called Connections. So I will give you four things, and you tell me, like, for example, what do they have in common? For example, what do these four words have in common? Tooth, heart, spot, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. Tooth, heart, spot, Jesus?
Yeah.
Toothache. Jesus ache. Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, the answer is sweet.
Sweet Jesus.
Tooth, sweet. Sweetheart. Sweet spot. Okay. Sweet Jesus.
Oh, okay. Man. That's tough.
Rough. Okay. Time, picture, medicine, dump.
And dump.
Oh my time, God. Picture, medicine, dump. What do those four things have in common?
Truck. Time machine. Woman. Picture. Frame. Time, picture, medicine, dump. Dump. What is dump?
Terrible.
Dump truck. Dump. Take a dump. Take your time. Take a picture. Take your medicine. Take a dump.
Oh, things you take.
Things
you
people it. Take.
Things people take.
You got it. Oh, my God. Good job, Riggins.
I had to work. I had well to look done, at it. Riggins. Thank you. That was hard.
That was a terrible one. I shouldn't
I was like, the only thing dump I can think of is take a dump or a dump truck.
Well, okay, let's just keep reliving the fact that I put that in there.
To take a dump.
Out. Okay. All right, here we go. Door, balloon, mouse, toy. Door, balloon, mouse, toy. What do those four things have in common?
Mouse, toy, Disney, door, balloon, balloon, toy, chess.
It's Pixar movies.
Pixar movies? How so?
Because the balloon is on up, like his house is made of balloons.
Oh, things in Pixar movies?
No, the answer is things that squeak, but I don't know. I don't know Pixar movies.
What were the other ones again? Just so I can hear.
Door, balloon, mouse, toy.
I mean, I can make arguments for all of those, but yeah.
I could okay. do it if you want.
No, I could make an argument if you want me to.
This is Ace and Friends. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
I am not a huge fan of playing pranks on random people, like in stores and everything, just involving people and stuff that messes with their day. However, this woman was caught up in a prank by two kids in a Target, and it may be one of the most genius things I've ever heard.
I'm literally sweating because the most embarrassing thing happens to me in Target. Oh, it's so weird. So these two little boys come up to me and he's like, hi, can you please take a video for me? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I was caught really off guard. So I don't know. I was like, yeah, sure. And then he's like, is he recording? And I was like, yeah. And then his other little friend pulls out of his phone and goes, oh my God, she's filming. He goes, oh my God, what are you doing filming me? I don't know who you are. I didn't give you permission. I'm a minor. I'm literally going to turn. And then I go, wait, what? No. And I just like set his phone down. And then they started yelling, security!
That is so messed up.
I mean, but it's evil genius at work.
It's pretty good.
That's really funny.
I would not hesitate to just Sparta kick that kid down the aisle.
I think I would just start yelling. And just start, no, they're trying to play a prank on me.
I would cuss them out. Like,
I want everybody to know that I'm not.
Yeah,
Wait a minute.
Yeah. I turn into old man real quick, grab him by the ear. I'm like, where is your mom? You know, running around here trying to make me look bad.
But I see her reaction of immediately, like, I don't know what, I'm just going to lay your phone down here. And
that is some evil genius, man.
It is. Isn't that fantastic?
Stop filming us.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Look, times is hard. Economy's not great. Everybody's struggling. Everything's more expensive year to year. But we still, if we really sat down and looked at it, can find places where I'm just wasting money on that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything that pops into your head, Reagan?
Anything dog related? I've wasted so thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on stupid dog stuff.
Rob, does anything pop up that you realize I'm wasting money on this right now today?
Always fast food.
Oh yeah, okay, that's a good one. Yeah,
I could go home and make the same meal probably.
Could you make a cheesy gordita crunch? I highly doubt.
Give it a shot.
We posted this on our social media, and some of these answers are you go yes, absolutely. Like Mallory just said, any food that isn't cooked at home. There have been very few restaurants or fast food places that have served good food in the last few years, and service has declined. But I still go out to eat. Jennifer, and this is one, grocery delivery.
Yeah.
After living in the mountains of West Virginia with no food or grocery delivery, no Grubhub, Lyft, where I moved to South Carolina, grocery delivery is my simple pleasure. I absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah.
And that reminds me, I forgot to do that this morning.
Michelle said cable. There's never anything on. I usually end up streaming something.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Yeah, cable, I used to just swap channels all the time looking for something to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amanda said hairstyles. So she's wasting money, I guess, changing hairstyles. And multiple trips to the ABC store. Yeah, if you drink at all and you start looking at things like if you go out, say, I'll go out to eat. If you say, I'll go out to eat once a week, but you have a few drinks, that can double your bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could go out to eat twice a week, you know, that way. Or if you just buy alcohol at the store, if you sat down and looked at it, it easily could save you a lot of money every month.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Drink at home.
protein powder and coffee. Tony said my pool is just sucking every penny he's got. I hear that from a lot of people that have swimming pools.
Mm-hmm. It's a money pit.
Starbucks, eating out. Tina said I wasted money on that divorce lawyer because that didn't turn out well for her.
Oh, it didn't?
No, I guess not. I guess not. Oh, and Wade said Carolina Panthers tickets.
Yeah, I get that one.
Yeah, I can see that. They've played one game. Everybody's like, that's what's a waste of money buying those tickets.
Yeah, but it's not a surprise. I mean, they've been bad for so long, it seems like.
You couldn't expect them to have been great.
Yeah.
You could have expected them, or you should have expected them not to get blown out the first week and look as bad as they did.
Embarrassed.
But, hey, biggest improvement comes between week one and week two.
That's what they say.
That's what they say, yeah.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
All right, this lady's going to change everything about the way you look at the day. Because I've never tried this before. Breaking down how I feel about every single hour of the day. All right, listen.
6 a.m. to 8 a.m., okay. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., good, good times. Noon, amazing. Love, love, love noon. 1 p.m., great. 2 p.m., good. 3 p.m., bad. 3 p.m., awful, hate 3. 4 p.m., okay. 5 p.m., horrible. Horrible, 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 hate, hate 5. 6, okay. 7 p.m., great, amazing. I love 7. 8 p.m., good. 9 p.m., good. 10 p.m., amazing. I personally love 10 p.m. 11, okay. Midnight, I'm going to give a great. Love midnight, kind of. 1 a.m., okay. 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., awful. Terrible, horrible, shouldn't be a thing.
She's not wrong, though. I mean, she kind of summed up my thoughts on those hours as well. 5 p.m. sucks because you're probably stuck in traffic trying to go home from work. And that sucks. But 6 p.m., it gets good. 7 p.m., it gets great. Now, mine's a little bit different because my schedule's so not like a normal person's.
Yeah, but it's shifted somewhat. Mm-hmm. But 2 p.m. is your 5 p.m.
Right.
That kind of thing. So, yeah. So you've got to account for that. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I can easily see that.
Those midnight, you know, burning the midnight oil, like those people that really hit their high between like 1 and 3 a.m., that's just crazy to me.
It just seems so foreign to me after doing what we do for all these years. The thought of being awake at 11 o'clock at night, like on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
What?
I just cannot relate to that.
What?
I cannot
relate. Did you go to a concert? What do you do?
Yeah.
It just seems so, so weird, so odd.
Yeah.
I guess being intentionally awake.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to stay and watch the rest of this show. This game is on. I'm going to watch this whole game. The game's over until like 11:30. Like, I haven't seen the end of a Monday Night Football game or a national championship game.
No.
Unless LSU was in it, I haven't, you know, 2019, January 2020 would have been the last time I stayed up to see, LSU in the national championship game.
Super Bowls, never.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the end of a Super Bowl. You know, I've seen the highlights of the end. First thing I do is get up and watch the highlights, but yeah. I haven't seen the end of the game.
I'm usually like through the halftime performance and I'm out.
Yeah,
there's a lot of those things. You just never get to experience.
It's interesting to break the full day down and say, well, how do I feel about 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
It's okay. 9 a.m.? That's okay.
Just talking about the hours of the day, we might be overthinking our content. You know, she just like, here's my review of the hours of the day.
Right. Maybe we're trying too hard, you're saying.
I think so.
This is Ace and Friends.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
If you are a man, this could be hurtful. A lady has a very blunt thought for a very specific group of men.
I would like to make another law for men, okay? If you're balding, if your hairline is receding, you have to know what you're looking for. You actually need to be ready to settle down. Okay, there's no, I'm not sure, I'm just, you know, looking for something casual. I'm not really sure what I want right now. Sir, you are quite literally losing all of your hair.
Dang.
In other words, you don't have time left to be particular about what you want. You need to find someone who will settle down with you right now because it is all downhill looks-wise for you from this point forward.
Sounds that way. That's harsh.
That's what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You no longer have the option, if you have a receding hairline, of being picky, of being particular, of deciding I'm going to wait for just the right one to come along. You need to take whatever you can, quote unquote, hitch your wagon to.
Yeah.
And have someone there with you because it's only going to get worse. Your options are only going to becoming fewer and more limited as you continue to lose your hair.
And be grateful.
And be grateful that you found this one person who's willing to spend the rest of her life with you.
And your bald, disgusting self. That's what she's saying. all the comments were from women saying, like, how do I send this to him without sending this to him?
Yeah.
Should I send this to my ex? And I was like, why would you do that? I mean, what's, it's your ex for a reason.
Yeah, your ex is just trying to be, you're just being a little bit mean about it.
Some people think she's being mean on the comments too, though.
Yeah, and but there really is no equivalent for women.
What?
Women don't lose their hair like that. They don't have physical type of thing that's that different.
Not one. Oh, yes, they do.
What is it then?
Age. You'd think there's not societal pressure for women to get married by the age of 30. It's the same thing.
Oh, there's societal pressure, but I mean, there's not that one physical feature that just that you can't do anything about. It just disappears. That makes you less attractive like that, I don't think. Because guys will still find you attractive. If you're an attractive lady.
Not you, but some guys.
Are you saying because my wife is much younger than that would be me?
What else could that mean?
I mean, that doesn't mean just because I fell in love with someone who's much younger than me doesn't mean I didn't, when I was divorced, didn't date women who were close to my age.
Yeah, but she didn't pick them.
Closer to my age.
You didn't pick them.
No, but they were great. I mean, there were some in their 40s. There were some in their 30s.
But they were better when they were 20.
I don't know that. I didn't know them in their 20s. I just knew them when they were great in their 40s. They were great in their 30s. They were, you know, others that were great in their 20s. I don't know. But I didn't fall in love with them. I fell in love with somebody who was 24 when I was 48.
Mm-hmm.
That's just life.
Is it just life?
I like to think so.
This is Ace and Friends.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, Riggins, favorite thing from today's edition of Ace and Friends?
Ooh, there's a lot of stuff. I love that last conversation just now.
About the age and loss for men?
That was fun. But also, we played a great round of Only One Right Answer.
I like Only One Right Answer. It's one of my favorites.
That was fun.
My personal favorite, I think, is because I'm just a juvenile. Was the Johnson commercial?
Johnson and the old school commercial.
Johnson Motors. It was a boat commercial from the '80s, and we don't want to relive the moment.
Commercials from the '80s are great. I love watching Jimmy Dean commercials from the '80s. They're incredible.
Yeah.
You know, when you wake up in the morning and you have some Jimmy Dean sausage, and then you walk out of the house like you're in a tight pair of pants, ready to rip. And you're like, is this real? It sounds like a sketch, but they're real.
Real breakfast for real men.
I mean, it was incredible stuff.
And they're showing the breakfast is like 7,000 calories.
Yeah.
You know, the eggs and steak.
Like you got to go plow the fields after you eat that.
Yeah. You need that. You need that Jimmy Dean sausage to have the energy to get out there and work that cattle.
Feed the cows, you know, water the whatever they want.
Rob, you were going to the bathroom for part of the show, but did you have a favorite thing from today?
I think it sounded like I was in there forever. It's messed up.
I was out of commission.
I don't remember most of it, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, thanks.
I lost it when I left the room.
Right. Yeah, now I got to go YouTube some Jimmy Dean commercials.
They're amazing.
Yeah. It was a simpler time in the 80s.
You got that vibe sure.
And every commercial had, and you don't have this as much anymore, but every commercial had a voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
There was always a slogan or a song or something that went with every commercial. You didn't have as many that were just, visuals with words on the screen and that kind of stuff like you do now.
Yeah.
Or just music. Everything had a theme to it. It had something you could kind of hang your hat on that you would say a phrase, like they had a catchphrase.
Did you see the new Kraft macaroni and cheese commercial where the guy's in the woods and the grizzly bear hugs him? Seen that? It's the weirdest commercial I saw. It's like, oh, Kraft mac and cheese. It makes you feel like you're in a nice warm hug from a bear. Like, what the hell is going on in these commercials? Like, you got to be on seven kinds of drugs to think of that. It's so weird.
Hugged by a bear.
Yeah, out in the woods. That's what Kraft mac and cheese feels like. Hugged by a bear?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.